Blog Talk Radio.
My girl in a bag of pearls, Emma E2K, at the Queen's Lounge, right here on LushRadioOnline.com. Wow!
Wow! Big shout out to Vice. Welcome, welcome, everyone. You're at the Queen's Lounge. You already know with your sexy host, Emma E2K, and I'm here. I'm here another week, another hot topic. I just hope that we get some live ones today. Call in 347-826-7722. The topic is Bernini's this week, and it's basically what's going on right now. You know, the frenzy with the social networks and all that, and, you know, some people use it for promotional purpose, business. They actually make money, and some just don't have nothing else going on and just putting their whole business out there. So the topic is, why do people feel so free to share it all on social networks? And is there no more self-privacy? Like, is there nothing you keep to yourself? Must everyone know the time that your bowels move? I mean, seriously, people. You know, I mean, it's cool to share. Sometimes you have a group of people on your network, social network, that, of course, you know, are interested in your life and the things that you do. But even the people that are interested in you, I'm sure, you know, after a while, we don't want to know everything you eat or how many times you painted your toenails or washed your hair or had a thought or an idea. You know, I mean, leave something to the imagination. I'm just saying, like, especially with some of the single people. I mean, married people, okay, you're cooped up in an apartment, you can't get out, you're going to the social networks for entertainment. I kind of get it. I don't know. But the single people, I don't know. Like, don't you want, when you finally get with someone and you're, you know, close in person, like, what are you going to discuss? Because you kind of put it all out there. There's kind of no room to discuss anything. I don't know. I mean, what are you going to say that you haven't already posted? Or what picture can you send them that the world hasn't already seen? I don't know. I mean, this could be me again. But call me if you have an opinion, 347-826-7722. And, you know, it's the Queen's Lounge, baby. You already know. I just tell it how it is, pretty much.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. Think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Thank you. They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home with Ray. I ain't got 17 days. Cause there's nothing you can teach me. But I can't learn from Mr. Hathaway. Didn't get a lot in class. But I know.
Do you got a first aid kit handy? Do- feel deep inside. That type of pain makes you pray, makes you cry. But it's gonna be alright one day. This too shall pass. Sometimes you gotta go through the pain to experience the joy. This too shall pass. This too shall pass.
Yeah, this is AG of Showbiz and AG, and you're listening to the Queen's Lounge with the goddess Emma E2K on LushRadioOnline.com. Get that mugshot.
Peace to the gods and the earth. Yo, big, big queen, sexy Emma is in the building. Queen's Lounge, we're here, man. Another week, another hot caliente topic. The topic we're talking about today is pretty much, you know, what's going on out there today, which is everybody pouring out their heart and soul to these social networks. And, you know, what's too much? Like, what's overboard? What's a little bit? What can you share? What's good? I mean, you know, is there a need to expose your whole business and your whole family's business? I mean, I don't know. You know, the topic is, why do people feel so free to share it all on social networks? Is there no more self-privacy? I mean, I'm not one to judge. You know, I'm not saying I don't put, you know, I don't really put my business out there. I more promote. This is my business. you know, but this is my business. I make money from this, like to promote, to let people know where I'm at as far as an event or a club or, you know, things of that nature. As far as Instagram, you know, everybody want to see the calories. I mean, you know, I'm a public figure, so I guess, you know, it makes sense for me to share some. But even to sharing degree, I kind of put a cap on it. I don't, you know, go overboard. And sometimes I go around on Facebook and I be reading these postings and I'm like, whoa, no filter at all, nothing, just let it all out, nothing to the imagination. Like, when you meet people now, it's like, okay, I know everything about you because I don't even have to ask, so what's the point? You know, it's kind of like we lost that communication because, well, you have a Facebook, okay, let me go check, let me check your Twitter, let me check your Instagram, okay, I pretty much know what you're doing, what's going on in your whole business. I don't know if you're funny about that. Let me go to the phone line. 347, y'all with MA2K. Is it just me? What's going on? I mean, shine on this. 347?
Hello?
Yeah, please.
Yo.
Yo, you're on the show.
Yeah, I feel you also, yo. People be putting the things up there like, well, I don't need to know that you are Rite Aid because there's a sale. Like, I don't need to know that you're at the doctor because you got to work. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I think it's getting a little crazy. And I don't think it's right that, you know, that people just put their business out there. Like, some women out here, sometimes they put their business out there like, yeah, they got a problem with their man.
Yeah, that happens,
you know what
a lot. And then the funny part is, they post the business, right? Oh, he did this. He's no good. He's this and that. And then the following week, there's pictures of them kissing and making out. It's like,
Yeah, exactly. You're confusing idea. But to me, it's like a big novella. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It is entertaining. I mean,
it is entertaining. Sometimes I feel like part of, you know, sometimes you get that little feeling, you'd be like, so what? Like, you want to put down, so what? Or,
again? Right, like, again?
Yeah, like, so?
send you flowers on Valentine's Day. I know that.
You know what? I feel the women are more intense with this Facebook because, you know, okay, you meet the guy, you check his Facebook, you see all the statuses, and then, you know what's up and all this other stuff. Then you got the other woman that is involved with the man, and your man take a picture with a total innocent friendship type of, you know, hug and all that, and then people put like, and your woman be like, why do they have to like it? Why they have, it's just a little ridiculous.
It's true. It's true. It's like, and why you got 10 likes on this photo and you have one on the other one? Really? Like,
and why this chick? And why this chick always like your pictures?
Why should we go to this one? The one you don't have your no shirt. Why? Why that one?
Why she like that one? And then I complain because I'll be like this. I'll be like, why don't you complain when I'm taking pictures with big fat girls? You know what I mean? I'm starting to take pictures with fat, ugly chicks, like Section 8 straight through. It's like retarded. Just to see. Come on, nigga, what's up? You ain't like that. What happened?
You be like, I got 10 likes on this one. What happened? This one got
10
likes.
This is like, it's ridiculous. Like, you ain't like the gordita. You serious? You ain't like the gordita? Come on, that gordita was nice. She was cool. She had figures. Okay, she had a lot of figures, but damn, figure it out. Come on, she was cool.
That is too funny. But, you know, I think it just, people just kind of really, really, really overdoing that. Sometimes I'm looking through, you know, my feed, not only Facebook, Instagram, everything. I look and some is entertaining. I'm not going to lie. Some I laugh, like, okay, who? But others, like, here this person goes again. Really?
I'm gonna take my kids to school and then come back home and relax my feet. Damn, that was a job for you? You took your kids to school and your feet hurt? Damn. My feet hurt. Just took my kids to school. My feet hurt. Wiggling my toes. LOL. You gotta be shitting me.
Oh my God, I think I know who this is. I hope that I'm gonna say the right name. Should I say it? No? May 17? No?
If you feel like it, who is it?
May 17, am I right?
Yeah, you can say May 17 over there. Body Boss flies up all the way.
Shout out to Imagine, the most funniest comedian in the world. Oh my goodness.
Mira, ya tú sabes,
es
un
boquillo
que hay ahí en Facebook, ¿oíste?
Oh my God, thank you for calling in. Oh my God, plug in the next show. Plug the next show.
Yo, the next show will be right next to the sports bar in Castle Hill, right next to the gas station. You may know when the BX, May 17, Bolivar's flags up. We keep them up. We don't need a parade to celebrate.
Definitely. Big, big shout out to PR's flags up. The comedy show's the off the hook, man. If y'all haven't made it, please.
Dave Aviles, Fire on Fire. Everybody that supports, everybody, Common, the rep, Common, all of them, every single one of them.
Yes, shout out to the BX, shout out to D-Cut, man. Dave, you're doing your thing. Sonia, shout out to Common, everybody out there that's doing their thing. I mean,
Vivian promotes too, you know,
to
Josie,
Vivian.
All of them. Everybody getting busy, man. Body Cross Flag is up for real, you heard it serious.
I've had the experience to catch one of the shows that, oh, my God. Well, imagine I've been watching him since years already, but it's just every time I see him, he's hilarious. Please make sure you check him out, whether he's hosting or not. He's funny. Did he just called in, and he had me laughing like I couldn't stop. Like, really? Oh, my God, you're wonderful.
Thank you. You know what it is. If we need to express the feeling, let's express it. And you're doing a good job. I listened to what you were doing, and big ups to you too, yeah?
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you, man. So appreciate you. Don't forget, people, flags up May 17th. You know that I'd be throwing it up on E2K Enterprise networking page. Make sure you follow Imagine. I'll also post the link. and support, man, because nobody supports each other now. Like, come on. Everybody got to come out and support. You got to support. You want support, you got to give support.
For real, yo. If I give you $1, you should give me 50 cents.
You know, at least a quarter. Not even, because we're going to do it a quarter. At least 50 cents, right?
If I give you $1, you should give me at least a little bit of the juice.
A sip, like the whole straw. At least like
the whole
straw.
If I buy you a pizza, can I get a bite? You know what I'm saying?
I kid you not. Going into music. I love you, Madden. Thank you.
Mama, you gotta do what you do. Uno, dos, and cuatro.
Thank you, baby.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding. And you're in the Queen's Lounge and you're listening to Tuesday Throwback.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesdays, because I'm on A on Tuesday, I'm on A on Thursday. So I do throwback on Tuesdays as well. I want to go real quick to a quick mix from DJ Showcase featuring Justin Timberlake.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you shine something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in the heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare might be hard to find, just know that I'm always there parallel on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of smoke, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just with your hand on the path, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose it now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. But they can see the set in my heart. There's a space and now you're home. To you once I figured it out. You were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror. Oh. My mirror staring back at me. Oh. I couldn't get any bigger. Oh. With anyone else inside of me. Oh. And now it's clear as this moment that we're making two reflections into one. Cause it's like you're my mirror. Oh. My mirror staring back at me, staring back at me. Oh.
DJ Showcase for that one. I appreciate you. But now you made me put on my suit and tie. See, that's what happened. That's what
happened.
JT.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking. Hey, going hot so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, I just had to touch it. But it's so fine, and this is all mine. Hey, baby, we don't mind all the watching. Hi, cause if it's dirty close, real close, they might learn. Stop.
All black at the white show, white shoes at the black show, green car for the Cuban links, y'all sit back and enjoy the light show, nothing exceeds like a sex, South guy gal from having the best of the best, is this what it's all about, I'm at the rest, the brunt, my rent, serving the guests, years of distress, tears on the dress, try to hide a face with the makeup sex, this is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I'll show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga trying to cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I'll show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I catch my suit tonight, I'ma leave it up on the floor tonight. Baby, got fixed up suit tonight. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
To Justin Timberlake, Jay-Z, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about that. That's just an amp song. It's one of those songs, again, that you hear, and it just, I don't know, makes you feel good. It's just an amped up song. So every now and then, I got my picks of the songs that amp me up, you know, as far as hip-hop and all that's concerned. And so this one's it. This one's it. He made a good comeback. Welcome to the Queen's Lounge. Your sexy host, Emma E2K. And we're at the Hot Topic tonight. A hot topic that we're discussing is, why do people feel so free to share it all on social networks? And is there no more self-privacy? You know, one thing is cool that you have a foundation of friends and you want to share, you know, whatever's going on in your life, happy, you know, whatever you want to share. It's cool. But when you start, to me, my opinion, because everybody's entitled to theirs, this is mine, you know, when you're going around, I mean, just talking nonsense and talking things that really have no type of, or you don't know how it could come back to bite you in the butt, you know, or make you look, you know, you're out there cursing and talking about your man has a small thing or whatever, and then the following week you're taking pictures, kissing him and saying he's number one. I'm just saying things like that, you know, when you're posting, just kind of think about it and, you know that. Once you put stuff out in the internet, it's there. You can't erase it, you know. So if you had that one moment where you just felt you just wanted to put a revealing photo and then it ends up somewhere and now you want to complain about why my photo is being used for, you know, stuff that you wouldn't approve, you should have thought a little further into, you know, uploading that photo or that image of yourself. So I'm going to my phone lines. 813, you're on with Emma E2K in the Queen's Lounge. Peace.
Hi, Emma. It's Leilani. How are you?
Hi, Leilani. How are you, darling?
Good, good. As far as the topic, I think there was a point in time when people excuse to not air out their business. You know, you would just tell your friends and close family, and it was just kept very confidential. And you wouldn't even dare put some of the things that you would put on a social network that I see now.
Yes.
I think that we've become too free, and we're allowing for our personal lives to be aired out, and we're not really thinking about how it's not affecting just ourselves. It could be affecting our family, our children, and people who are around us. You know, people say your first impressions are the most important. Well, it's the same thing in social networks. You know, you don't know who's on the other side of the computer looking at everything you're posting or what they're taking from that. And I think that it's just become an epidemic that has just gone out of control. You know, you said,
what do you think that gives people that comfort? Why do you think that, like, people just feel like just free, like with no filters? Like, okay, oh, I'm going to put that, I'm going to post that. What do you think that is?
Than to have when nobody really knows who you are. A lot of times when you go on Facebook, you make friends that you don't even know from other states and other countries, and you feel compelled to just share your life. You feel free. You feel like, you know, they really don't know me personally, but that's not true because you're giving them a personal glimpse of your life through your account, whether it's Twitter, whether it's MySpace, whether it's Facebook, and you feel like you have this alter ego. I see it all the time. And there's very personal things that you put up, pictures and stuff about your family, about your love life, your children. And like you said, you can't take that back. You may be able to delete it, but somebody else may have copied it already. I think some of us feel like it's a perfect forum to be someone else. Or, you know, I just tend to find it to be very dangerous now. I don't think the social networking was created for what we're using it now to promote.
Yeah, especially like Facebook. Facebook in general, I mean, it originally was, you know, for college kids and college people to kind of unite with their family and friends and other people from college. And, you know, it was meant for that purpose. And we took it to another level. Like, we're now, you know, it's good to share some things, you know, and some things are funny and some things are entertaining because this is what social networks do. They're meant to entertain. But when you take it to a level of, you know, that somebody, you're kind of like a novella, like Imagine had said earlier, you know, you kind of stay tuned. People come in the next day, let's see what this person's going to say, because yesterday the mother fell down the stairs and they went to this hospital and then they came back and then she took the son to school and they came back. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's like, really? Like, that much information? Like, you know, I mean, my opinion, you know, we all are entitled to our opinion. You know, some people, maybe they feel that's their only forum to be heard, or for people to be even interested in their lives. Some people feel like, you know, their lives maybe are not that interesting. Maybe they want to put it out there and see if other people will be interested in it. But that still plays a dangerous game, because what you put out there, in, you know, the intentions that you put something out there is never how people receive it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think sometimes
we don't think when we put things up. You know, we may put it up for the moment, and then later on when we see those comments and we see the people being derogatory or positive, then we're like, oh, wow, you know, maybe I should take it down.
Right.
But like I said, you never know who's on the other spectrum of that computer. You don't know who's, you know, looking at your page and what their motives are. Are they there to, you know, encourage you, or they're not there to encourage you at all, you know. And I think that we have just allowed for these types of social networking to take over our life. It's like an addiction. And it's a dangerous one.
No, it is. It is. You know, with the world that we're living in, like you said, nobody knows who's behind that computer or that fake name, you know, that they could have, you know, made a fake account. And you're thinking you're talking to someone, you know, you think you're talking to a guy. You could be talking to a girl, or vice versa, you know.
Absolutely.
And they're saying they're from Africa, and they're probably from down the block and are watching you come up and down to your house or whatever. And now they know your routine. They know what time you take your kids to school, what time you go shopping, where you go shopping at, because you already checked in, you know, at your Walmart. So now they know what Walmart to go find you at. Like, you know, so, it just kind of, you know, just, I mean, I check in. I check it when I'm leaving. So by the time they get there, if they're following me, I'm gone. You know, I don't mind giving that tidbit of information, you know, but I'm conscious. Mm-hmm. I'm conscious. I have people, you know, that watch me for the wrong purpose. But at the same time, I have a bigger mission. And so that's what leads me to the social medias. But, you know, it's a job for me. I mean, of course, it's a passion as well. But sometimes even me, I sit down, I'm ready to, like, to say something. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? Wait, what is this? Does this got to do with, are you going to motivate somebody? Are you going to know? Like, I kind of talk to myself for a little bit. It's like, no, you ain't putting that. And I go through the whole thing.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes we start looking at our page and saying, you know, what could I change and what can I not change? That's how I take it now. I'm very selective of what I put up or who I add to my Facebook. And I'm just seeing even now with young teenagers, the things that they're putting up and the people who they're connecting to can be very dangerous. You don't know who's out there. And I think that sometimes at the moment it seems really appealing, but it has become quite an epidemic that has been really scary. And, you know, you see like shows like Catfish on where you meet people who are not who they say they are, or their motives are to harm you, not to benefit you. So I really would agree with you in saying that we really have to take a step back and look at, you know, what is this forum for and what is our purpose for it? And, you know, even myself, I've rechanged my Facebook.
And, you know, Leilani, I don't even, listen, my children at 14, I don't care if 15 years old, I'm still considering, you should have a Facebook. I know, you know, kids that are 13, 14 have Facebook. Why? I think that's like, for that, give them the keys to a car and tell them here, you know. And I think that's worse. Worse giving them, open them a Facebook account than giving them keys and, you know, oh, no, they can't drive, they're too young. But you open up a Facebook for them or a Twitter. You're exposing them to the World Wide Web where it's all type of predators and all type of, you know, people. That are not all of them, you know what I'm saying, well-wishers for you or your children, and you would expose them so young, I don't know. It's just me, there's got to be an age requirement. Even in this fast-paced world, even in this world where everybody has a cell phone, you know, your grandmother and even your 8-year-old child has a cell phone, that's cool, but that still doesn't mean that you still open that gateway of the World Wide Web of the social networks. That's too much. That's too much for a child that's still deciding what they want to do with their lives or you know, still figuring out what's right and wrong. That's just too much. And then, again, you give them that freedom at 13, 14 years old. You see these girls puckering up and putting their lips as a fish and all really? Looking 20-something years old, the girl's only 12, 13. You have her in an ocean of a bunch of predators, and you're allowing her to expose herself, and then you're talking about why they watching your daughter. Why do you even have your daughter there or your son? You know what I mean? Come on, people.
Absolutely.
We all got to wake up. We all got to wake
Absolutely.
Up. We all got to wake up and really check ourselves and you know, check what's around us and what we're doing. You know, because we get caught up. Sometimes it's fun. You know, we get caught up. Oh, it's fun. It's cute, whatever, blah, blah. It's entertaining. Okay. But it's also real. You know, the effects is real. The things that people do on these social networks are real, like harmful. The bullying, a lot of stuff goes on here. Why is a 13-year-old being bullied on the internet? Why is he even on the internet that long, he or she, without no supervision? I mean, call me old school.
And it's true. I totally agree with you. And sometimes I've even posted, well, who regulates? Who's going to go and check out all these different pages? There's, you know, restrictions on every site. And I just see it going out of control every day. You know, and I've even taken my daughter off of Facebook because it at first was something for the family. You know, we're linking with the family and we're connecting. And then it kind of just blows up to, you know, you're meeting all these different people. And it's just for me and my personal life, I've had to just restrict my daughter because it's not what I want for her anymore and not what I want for my family. You know, and everyone is different. You'll have family members that have their kids that I've seen children at 8 years old with a Facebook page, you know, and they're not putting their real age. You're saying that they're 13, 14, 15, and it's just something that I think has gotten out of control. But how do we regulate? How do we stop it? Or how do we enforce something more positive, because we live in an electronic world.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. You know, Facebook has 1 billion. Do you hear me, girl? 1 billion people on just Facebook alone. We're not talking about all the other ones. I'm just saying just Facebook alone has 1 billion. You know there's no way they can filter all that. A lot of things are going to see through. It's just crazy.
It is.
Well, Leilani, I got like a minute more to the show. You want to give your last statement?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, we should really just think twice about what we post up, because once it's there, it's there, and you can't take back. It's just like we say, be careful what you say, because you don't know how people are going to perceive it. So it's the same thing with anything else you post to Facebook, Twitter, your cell phone, anything. You know, once it's out there, it's out there.
Definitely. Thank you, sis, for calling in.
Thank
I appreciate you.
You have a good
Stay
evening, Emma.
Thank you. You too, sis. I'll be seeing you soon.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, baby. Thank you for joining us at the Queen's Lounge for another yet hot topic. We'll see you next week. It's your sexy host giving you a fierce nail salute and letting you know that if nobody has told you today, we love you over here in Australia Online. Hey, I love you, and we love you. Give yourself a big, big, big hug. Squeeze yourself tight, because that self-love is nothing like self-love, I'm telling you. Love yourself and love all those around you. And just, you know, be careful what you post up there on the internet, man. Just be careful. There's no need to have all your business out there. You know what I mean? Peace, love, and hair grease. Don't forget to follow me. Google me, MAE2K. I'm all over the place. Lush Radio Online, 2K Enterprise. Peace.
Y'all, I was gonna walk like this. Y'all didn't think that I could walk like this. Said I told y'all I was gonna walk like this. Turn around and I make it jump like this. You wanna keep that before they make it jump like this. I'm gonna think that I can make it jump like this. See, I told y'all I was gonna jump like this. How you not gonna know it when it hits like this?
Ladies, drama, leave it home. He ain't got it right by now, let's crack him off. They just call me set us up by 20 strong. They sending at the door, don't wanna take us on the ring. Let it go by 3 months ago. The pain, the stress, and ain't me no more. The girl that they used to know done changed. Now they saying it before they mention my name.
Y'all, I was gonna bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this. Said I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Turn around and I make it jump like this. You wanna keep that before they make it jump like this. I'm gonna think that I can make it.
Put a good game on me. Oh, I'm fine, I don't get too close. So comfortable, cause the quick game for me. Got my girls all here. Me, oh, family, please. All your personal info. I ain't thinking about love, I just wanna get it. Talk a bottle, talk a lot of bulls. Let's go.
Let's go. Y'all, I was gonna bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this. Said I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Turn around and I make it jump.
Tonight ain't feeling no. To my girls that's looking their best, won't you go and show it off for us?
Get back now. Dudes get excited, seeing what they like. Hoping they the one you choose, hope they get invited. Late night grande rules is alright, but we loving how the club vibrating is inside. Let the beat knock, trust me, we ain't gonna stop. Head to the lights up, watch us take over the spot. Few mad looks from them chicks, you know, and from them dudes who be jealous of a chick